Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in studio, I have Lloyd Platson and Crystal Duncan here to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So Indigenous Peoples Day is coming up this Monday, October 9th, and what has now become a mandatory annual celebration here in Sitka.
Absolutely.
What do we have coming up to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day?
Well, we do love a good celebration. So this is a positive event that we've been putting on since 2017. And you know we love a good theme. So the theme this year is healing for all generations. And you say that in Tlingit, Hashagun Kasnechi. So everything is kind of geared and oriented around that. But this year we had a planning committee. We also wanted to put a better eye on inclusivity. Mm. So we know that the second Monday of October is designated by the state of Alaska as Indigenous Peoples Day. But we are also trying to recognize more broadly that the month of October is Filipino American History Month, and that mid-September until mid-October is National Hispanic Heritage Month. So this is just a celebration for all. We know that we have people from all of those communities here in Sitka, so we just wanted to create a space where we could come on one evening and truly enjoy community building together.
Wonderful. So with this community building, this is all taking place. So last year it was at UAS. Where's the venue this year?
It's going to be at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Right.
And it's actually going to start at 5 p.m. with a potluck dinner. So we invite people to bring their favorite dishes to share. There will be fish donated by North Pacific Seafood. And so we hope to have a good celebration. And, you know, really for me, this is about making connections with each other. For a lot of ways, you know, making connections is also a healing process. So, mm-hmm. And being able to honor all the different cultures that we have here in mm-hmm. Sitka. So it's really a nice celebration. So again, I mentioned at 5 p.m. there's going to be a potluck dinner. 5:30, the Kagbontan dancers are going to perform. And then at 6 p.m., we're going to have a keynote speaker.
Kyle Wuerl. He's coming from Juneau. We're so excited.
Yes. And then after all of that, it's the night's still not over. Mm-hmm. Starting at 7 p.m., we're having a whole bunch of different breakout sessions. There'll be the Mount Edgecombe students are going to be doing the Olympics, mm-hmm. Which I went to last year, which was phenomenal just to see and find the background of why certain challenges were developed. Mm. So that's exciting. There's Baby Raven Reads, Devil's Club Jewelry, holiday ornamental opportunities. Let's see, what else?
Just a lot of good stuff.
Oh, so, yes.
And something for all ages. So really, we know that bedtime is coming at 8 o'clock. Yeah. So we're going to start the breakout sessions at 7. We're going to end promptly at 8 o'clock. And during that hour, that's where you do the hands-on, the educational, cultural mm-hmm. sharing. So those tend to be the highlights. He went to NYO last year. I did too, but mm-hmm. I was actually jumping in and out of breakout sessions. I wanted to do all of them.
It sounds like there's a big variety. So yeah. you're not beholden to just pick one. You can, if you want to kind of round robin,
I wish we had that type of coordinated effort say you need to sign up in advance. We just have breakout session leaders who are absolute troopers, and they're willing to receive the community at large, and mm-hmm. they do have people cycling through. So we're so appreciative. That's probably one of the hardest things to do is lead a breakout session, and we just have the community stepping forward and offering their time and their efforts to share a bit about our culture, and I love it. It's such a highlight.
Yeah, and I think one of the nice things about this is all the support that we have received from mm-hmm. the community. It's just amazing. We have over 26 different organizations that have supported this, and it has grown so much that we did, in fact, have to move from UAS mm-hmm. because of the main speaker. We didn't have enough room last year, so UAS has been very supportive of this mm-hmm. from the beginning. But we moved it to Harrigan and Centennial Hall just so that we have more room because there's more interest and more support.
That is a great problem to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So many people, you're busting at the seams.
Yeah, and Aaron, I understand that you weren't in town last year. I can't wait to see you on Monday.
I'm very excited.
I want you and others to show up. We also think the central location, so it's more convenient to get there. But you can show up early. It does start at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we know based off of last year that the food line is going to be extensive, but we will start on time because we don't want to miss the Kagwantan dancers.
Right.
They're offering up a great performance, and then it just flows from there. So Kyle's the main speaker, but we also have Melanie Board in line with the theme. She's the social services director. Mm-hmm. She'll be a part of that. So it's just good stuff coming down the way. So,
And you guys had mentioned that there has been not only more people coming each and every year, but more support from other businesses.
Absolutely.
In town. Any ones you want to like really give a shout out to? And we said, yeah. You said there's over 20, so I don't even know if we have time
not all
for
of them.
All of them.
In fact, they will be listed. Their logos are part of
Perfect.
The program. We had to give them the recognition that they deserve. Mm-hmm. Three in particular, though. So Sitka Tribe, they have always celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day. They actually close and observe that as a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have Sitka Counseling, and I won't make Lloyd brag about their efforts, but they have been critical as far as being fiduciary backers of this mm-hmm. event and helping us receive those donations. But, you know, we have grown. I think my first year when we did the planning in 2017, I think we had like 9 community partners who just stepped up. They had no idea what this event would be. But as Lloyd said, look at where we're at now. And mm-hmm. we just continue to bring more people on board. So definitely a shout out. And then UAS, of course. I was working at UAS when the President Johnson at that time, he said, find a meaningful way to celebrate at your campus. And I ran with that. And I said, we're going to do a big party. And so that's how 2017 got kicked off. Mm-hmm. 2020, obviously, there were no community events happening at
right.
that time. But otherwise, Sitka has always found a way to meaningfully celebrate that day. So I cannot wait. I think I'm most excited about Monday. And I tend to volunteer and kind of run around the scenes, but I think I might actually just be a full participant this year, which will be...
That's good, yeah. I mean, it's easy to get all caught up, especially when you're part of the planning of just
yeah.
to make sure everyone's having a good time.
So good.
It's good to enjoy it, too.
Yeah. And the one other thing I think to be really aware of this is that it's really a family-centered activity.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that have young'uns, bring them along because... We have Youth Advocates of Sitka is going to provide opportunities for the younger people to be engaged throughout mm-hmm. the whole night. So don't be afraid to bring the family out mm-hmm. and enjoy it and
mm-hmm.
make those connections with each other.
And since this is there's a potluck, so for folks planning their evening, obviously bring the kiddos. There's stuff for them too. Bring
yep.
the whole family. What else should they bring? A dish to share? Is there any requirements or restrictions?
No requirements. So the biggest thing is that we always want this to be a free community-centered mm-hmm. event. And so, yes, because of our sponsors, everything is free. Walk through the door. You can bring a dish if you want to share that with the community. Absolutely not required. And then I think just come as your authentic self. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of people who will show up in their regalia.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever feels appropriate to you, please show up. I know that we... always maintain and achieve diversity in the room. And that's probably the most heartwarming of it all is mm-hmm. that you see the entire community of Sitka there. So make sure if it's not scheduled it in, put it on your calendar right now because it's just a couple days away.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of great things lined up.
Awesome. So that again is coming up this coming Monday,
yeah.
October 9th, Harrigan Centennial Hall, the potluck starting at 5. So if you want to queue up a little before then, since everything's going to start on time, Kyle Whirl being the keynote at 6,
mm-hmm.
and then these breakout sessions, a whole bunch of them
mm-hmm.
happening at 7. Is there a place, if people want to, I know we have some planner kind of people who want to schedule things in advance. Are there ways to find out what those breakout sessions are if people want to not make a last minute decision?
Yeah, that's a good point. So we're working on a QR code. We do have a Facebook page that we set up. So Sitka Kwan Indigenous Peoples Day Community Celebration. You could go
Perfect.
Find more information there. It'll highlight some of the awesomeness mm-hmm. of previous years. So check that out. We don't have an actual event coordinator for this event, so it's not like a direct contact person.
Yeah.
What I will say is the community stepped forward. So I mentioned those three organizations as being the main support behind the scenes, but this is truly volunteer community driven. And so it's been amazing to see it come to fruition. We started planning, I think, end of July was our first meeting.
Oh,
and there
wow.
has been a lot to take on in that short period of time. Another partnering opportunity on Indigenous Peoples Day, we mentioned SJ Museum. They are also one of the partners in planning this event, but they're having their own. They want to offer free admission on Monday. And mm-hmm. then they just brought someone to town. Golga Paul Oscar is an artist, and he was actually on my flight in late last night. So he's going to be here for the next month, but he'll be doing a talk from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock at SJ Museum.
Great.
So come, you could be a part of it. It's offered on Zoom and in person. So that'll be the start of your Indigenous Peoples Day. And then as we go into the evening, you're going to show up at Centennial Hall, and we're just going to have a good few hours together like we always do.
Wonderful.
Yeah. One of the other kind of side things that's outside of Harrigan Centennial Hall is Seaweed Stories that's mm-hmm. going to be held at the Sitka Sound Science Center.
Oh, okay.
So if anybody's interested in that, that might be a good opportunity to explore some of our water resources and all those critters that live in it.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time this morning, but it looks like we got a great docket for ways to celebrate Sitka and Indigenous Peoples Day coming up on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal and Lloyd, thank you so much for all the work you've been doing to put this day together and for coming in this morning to share.
Good night.